This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, Hats is how you start a President's Day right there. Haven't heard that combo in a while. Welcome in, everybody. Happy, happy February 17th. Rob Ellis, Al Morgani, 4 hours of power. In for the midday, guys. Joe and Hugh, Francisco Rojas, holding it down on the ones and the twos. What's up, Al?
What's the ones and the twos?
That's like fancy talk for producer.
Oh,
yes.
Why the ones and twos? It's like
an old music thing.
Oh, it's...
Right, Francisco? He doesn't even know.
I figured Al would know this.
By the way, what's with the fancy mic cover in there, the Purple Prince mic cover?
Well, I think Ike has a red one, so I went to the engineers, and I was like, hey, you know, I'm not, like... Is there different colors that I could have, you know?
Okay. Is that like binary stuff?
Like what?
Binary stuff? Ones and twos?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Rob, can you help me out here?
No.
He's shaking his head.
I'm not involved in this.
Well, isn't that how you'd program? One non-binary or binary, one and two?
Binary means something else.
I'm pretty sure it means something else.
Let's keep moving. Al, way to go at 10:01.
Well, I thought that was a computer thing.
Now, can we refer to Francisco by his name, or is he just the sign now that he has the purples? He like Prince was back in the day? Just the symbol in there? I'm going to call him the symbol the rest of the day. Thank you, Sybil.
What did I do to deserve this?
I don't know. But Al, you're supposed to be retired.
Yeah.
You work more than any retiree I've ever seen.
Well, it's kind of get you out of the house.
That's a good point. You know, speaking of the house, I lost power at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the trees came down everywhere.
We got it back like 4 a.m. It was out
Isn't
from 5 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Everything gets lit up at 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. It was
so awesome.
Beep, all the alarms.
And we still have our power, Rob. You're kind of close to me. Delco.
It's weird. So I had I coached 7th and 8th grade basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had a tournament game last night. And I won't dive too deep into the Delco thing here, but I'm in Broomall, and everything, you know, like where I was at in Broomall was out. Everything in Springfield was out.
Yeah.
And then I got over to, I guess it was Morton, where my game was, and no issues at all. Like two towns over. Everything was fine. Do you have any issues in Jersey?
Yeah, we had trees that come down, so the streets were closed. And that, we were a couple. One of the bars, they lost everything, so the other bar got packed. Like Medford didn't have a whole bunch of places.
Right. Yeah.
But I wouldn't let the dogs out because of the trees were coming. Like there were big branches coming down, so I didn't let the dogs out.
Good move.
Yeah, that's good move. I went out, but they couldn't.
It was some serious wind last night, man.
Yeah, going to continue today a little bit.
Yeah.
It was loud. It was like the hawk was out. Just could hear it.
No doubt. All right. So look, you and I haven't been on since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So we got a lot of ground to cover here, Al. And it's President's Day, so we have a fun little side topic that we're going to throw in
Day
there.
Day off, you buy furniture and cars and stuff, right?
Basically.
Refrigerators.
I heard you and Rob saying this when I came in. I remember before it was all, we got them all and consolidated it to just President's Day. You used to get two.
Yeah, two. You got the first guy, Washington, and...
Lincoln.
Beard, yeah, you got those two.
The first guy in the beard.
Yeah, you got those two. One was the cherry tree thing, which I don't know was true or not. And the other one was with the, you know, tall guy.
Yes, he was tall.
Yeah.
You can't teach tall.
It's the Embiid of presidency.
Yeah, but he showed up every day.
He showed up every day.
Guy tried to get through it after he got shot. Don't compare him to Embiid. Right. Come on, man. Let's just kind of walk through this thing, and I want to get your thoughts on organizationally, Al, when you think about it from this standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Three Super Bowl appearances in the last 8 years, mm-hmm. two wins, four consecutive trips to the playoffs. And usually, if this team has a down year, they very rarely stay down. It's usually the next year, right back up. The crown jewel in Philadelphia, and it's really not even close from that standpoint.
Right now, oh yeah, oh no, it's the. I mean, it hides a lot of stuff for the other teams too. They're that good. Even the Phillies, you know, good as they've been, it's this kind of like. It's funny, like one sport shouldn't relate to another. But people always do it.
Yeah.
Like, well, if the Eagles are doing it, why can't the Phillies do this? Well, it's a different set of rules here and there and everywhere. And it's different, you know, obviously culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes like, all right, you got to be like Phillies now. And for a while, you got to be like the Eagles. For a while, it was the Phillies.
Well, yeah, sure, for sure.
And, you know, so, you know, they are the crown jewel.
Well, all right, let me ask you this. You brought it up. The pitchers and catchers are already in full squad reports today in Clearwater. So they're underway now, this Phillies 2025 season.
Yeah.
And I just because you brought it up, it sort of sparked something for me. Is there more pressure on them because of the Eagles, or is there more pressure on the Phillies because they've gotten close the last few years and the core group of these guys is in their 30s now, 32-ish?
I think that's the reason. I think there's going to be more pressure than people anticipate on that team. And some of it will be the Eagles. And I was telling you, if you have a subscription to the New York Times, The Athletic, there's a terrific story by Gelb today.
Matt Gelb, yep.
By the hitting coach. He didn't...
Kevin Long.
He doesn't overtly bury anybody, but there's some strong suggestions in there that what they do doesn't work, which we all knew.
Yeah.
Like, it's another case of the fans calling and screaming about stuff, and then 6 months later, you'll see somebody in the organization say, you know...
Acknowledge it, yeah.
Yeah, we chase too many pitches, we don't have any discipline, and they're already starting to hear about their leadoff hitter and this, that, and the other thing. And there were actually suggestions in there, like, some people aren't going to want to hear some of these things, but we're going to do this right in-game.
When you say that, you mean players.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Look, Al, I got to tell you, and if you get a chance, check it out on The Athletic. That story is music to my ears.
Yeah, to everybody's.
Like, I don't care if feelings are hurt or guys say, well, I've been doing it this way for 10 years. I don't care.
No.
If you don't change, nothing will change.
Yeah.
And they have to, and whether that means guys get ticked off and they're angry at the, I don't care. I go far enough back to remember 1980, and a lot of those guys during the season hated Dallas Green.
Yeah.
Good. Light a fire, and well, you have to establish this.
And that's where I just said you don't compare one to the other. But you can compare how the attitude is one to another.
Right.
In my opinion, the Eagles, everything was with the defensive coordinator came in and changed everything right from the training camp. Right.
Yes.
From training
100%.
Camp. 100%. Like, you know, the practices they ran, the toughness they ran with, and give full credit to the head coach for allowing this to happen and basically say our approach wasn't working. Their approach changed. It became a much more physical, much nastier side, and that carried over. And I think that's what you're going to see. I hope that's what you're going to see with the Phillies. I know the manager's, he's Canadian. He's basically maple syrup. So
he's laid back.
Publicly. But he'll push a little bit now. And the fact that somebody on your staff would say this means that you have the approval up top to do this.
Well, it means it's coming from up top.
Well, and the buy-in has to be from the veterans.
Yep.
And the buy-in has to be from the shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy that he's the key to this.
Well, Amelia and Harper, because Harper dictates everything.
Well, yeah.
Everything flows through Harper. And I'm not worried. He's the guy I'm least worried about. But if he's saying, hey, fellas, we do need to approach this differently, then everybody else is going to buy in, I believe.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's where I give the Eagles credit for what they did, the whole culture, what's gone. That's where you can compare and have the pressure on. The pressure will be on the Phillies to acknowledge their shortcomings like the Eagles did.
Without a doubt.
Get a linebacker, do this, do that. Isn't it weird, though, that people, that you listen to the fans, and they're ahead of the curve on almost everything.
Yeah, they're dead on.
It's incredible.
Let's be honest, Al. If you're a baseball fan and you've watched this team, You know how talented they are, but you know they can also, they're their own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And you know, I think for a while the Phillies tried to sort of just lean into whatever these guys like to do and what their strengths are. And now they've reached the point where they realize it ain't going to happen this way. And we have to change things.
It ain't
going to
happen in the postseason or later in the season.
So look, if you want to jump in and talk Phillies, you know, with them being underway now, full blown here in Clearwater, and we're a week removed from the Super Bowl, you certainly can. But I think most of the Delaware Valley is still basking in this Eagles Super Bowl. And let me play something for you right out of the chute, Al, because I think this goes to your point about the culture that the Eagles established, not only from the guys who were here and knowing that they needed to change things from last year, but the way that the new guys were welcomed in. And no greater example of this. I want you to hear this. This is Saquon Barkley the night before the Super Bowl. This is from Eagles Unscripted, and how he addressed the team regarding the Chiefs.
I want to start by saying thank you to everyone in this room. And I just want to thank you guys for welcoming me in and showing so much love and so much support. I think you hear the common theme up here, right? And I think every single one of us bring up team. And as I watch film throughout the whole week, my confidence is even grow even more, and I hope you guys are feeling the same thing. These guys can't fool us. They really can't. I don't care how many times they've been here. I don't care how many times they won it. They haven't seen a team like this.
First of all, that's so good. It's so good, right? And we're gonna play you Jalen. We're going to play you Zach Bond, a bunch of the Eagles players, and how they address the team before the game. But what you had in there, Al, was, first off, thanks for taking me in like I've been here my whole career, right?
Yeah.
And I know it's easy to do when the guy's a great player. It's easy to just open arms, come on, Saquon. But that tells you there's a culture established where it's about the team and it's about us, right? Then he also goes on to show the confidence that, you know what? I'm watching this and I know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not beating us. And they went in with that kind of attitude. That wasn't false bravado or just trying to pump guys up for the sake of pumping them up. That was, I believe in you. You should believe in you. And we're going to crush these guys. And that's exactly how it played out. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Sometimes you just know, but you got to sell it to your locker room that you know. I've seen a couple of teams doing it in my sport where it's like they just knew. They just knew they were underdog and they knew they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it happens. But you got to have your guys believe. I give Sirianni credit for being corny.
I do too.
Because
it plays in that room, Al.
Well, it plays in almost every room. It sounds dumb, but even if you coach high school, or whatever, or you've played high school, wear your hat on backwards, do this. I mean, you can go overboard with it sometimes, but as long as your leaders buy into it and then do whatever stupid thing it seems like, whatever t-shirt, whatever slogan is on there, sometimes that's the hard. I mean, on Olympics, I see that all the time. It's a belief, and that carries through with this team, plus the awesome talent, obviously.
Well, I think in pro sports in general, when you get to the top, there's a real fine line between best teams. They're relatively close, right? Top three or four. And the difference sometimes can be that buy-in, be that belief. And this goes back to Sirianni's first year when he did the whole plant thing.
Yeah.
Because the veterans were the ones who were behind him.
Now,
it was Kelsey and Fletcher Cox and those guys.
They bought into it.
Yeah.
So you look at it, and it comes from obviously their front office has been terrific, all the moves.
Yeah.
Now imagine Saquon, I don't think it's a small deal that he came from the Giants. And the Giants were put on public blast with that TV
Hard
thing.
Knocks.
It's just
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ridiculous.
It's one of the all-time undressing.
Like, yeah, yeah. And it, I think it even pumped this up more.
Yep.
Like, look what we look at this. Yeah, it was great.
I mean, you could not, from a perfect storm standpoint from the Giants, to have that unfold on TV where your owner is literally telling the GM, like, I hate to see him go. I'd especially hate to see him go there. Not only does he go there, he goes there and he spanks you guys. You have a terrible season. He sets the all-time rushing mark, regular season and postseason, and they win a Super Bowl. And here's the kicker. They kept that guy on.
Yeah.
He's still there. No, he survived that.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's beyond anything I've ever seen. And it makes you even feel better here about your front office. You know, look at, because you usually go by, you know, you look at the division. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, it's this is the varsity and everybody else is the JV.
It's amazing. It really is. All right. One thing I want to throw out there, Eagles wise, for everybody, you want to jump in 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. If you take Saquon out for a minute, because it's a given the kind of impact that he had. If I asked you, Al, and I ask our audience, Eagles' best offseason move was? Now, let me give you a couple choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just player. Zach Bond, Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore, Mekhi Becton, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper Jean, Cam Jurgens, you know, stepping in and being the center. You can throw your own in there. But if you had to choose one, you had to take Saquon out of there, what would be the one for you?
Fangio.
Okay. Yeah.
I just mentioned that's their whole attitude at training camp when they started, and to be told, you guys, I'm going to teach you how to work.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you this. I'm not saying that obviously players play and they have to, but I mean, I think that really, you watch that game and it was like, everybody's going in talking about the other guy, right? And you watch that game, it's like, oh my God, they can't deal with this. But you have to have a buy-in from your team. You've got to have the talent to be put in, the structure. And really, it was a clinic.
It was. It really was. It was something, even now, even 8 days removed, I think in some ways, it hasn't sunk in. Like, winning the Super Bowl has sunk in, I think. I'll speak for myself. Winning the Super Bowl has sunk in. But the manner in which they just absolutely annihilated them. I mean, the way that they took it to them on both sides of the ball. I mean, that was the Chiefs. That wasn't some team that just snuck in, you know, miraculously. This was a team that was going for a three-peat with Mahomes and Andy Reid and Spagnuolo and Kelce. And they were never, ever, ever in that game.
Never. Never. never in it, never could Amazing. Adjust to anything that went on.
Yeah.
They were so out, and they were so, you know, you're going to... Saquon, in addition to all his... In addition to the big numbers he put up,
yeah,
he should also get a lot of credit for the big number he didn't have in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because... To get him to that number opened everything up for other guys to get numbers, to get points.
Spagnuolo said, I'm taking him away. Well, okay. And then everybody else shined.
So it's like, okay, that was the biggest plus you had.
Yeah.
That everybody's looking there. And meanwhile, you're losing everything on the other side.
You go with Fangio, and it's a great answer. Here's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Zach Bond, and here's why. Not only did he play in a spectacular manner, but you think about it. He was, through his first 4 years of his career, and he even said himself, he had lost his love for the game. He was contemplating maybe even hanging it up. He was a special teamer and an occasional edge rusher on third down, third and longs. That's what he was. He was a specialist and a special teams player. To sign him and had the foresight to move him, whether it was Fangio or Howie or whomever, to that inside linebacker spot, and he becomes a first-team all-pro. I mean, that's the kind of, you do need that too, Al. Like, you got to nail draft picks and, you know, for big free agent signings like Saquon, but you got to find the hidden gems here. And you found an ultimate hidden gem at a position that had been an issue for them for a very long time, linebacker. It's incredible.
It is, and it becomes a priority now, obviously.
I mean, big time.
If he doesn't end up coming back, things will turn so quickly on the fan base of like your geniuses.
People are hypersensitive about that position too. Like,
yes,
you better bring him back.
It's another case where the fans have been screaming for years.
And they've been right. And they have been right. All right. 215-592-9494. Also, it's President's Day, Al. Mm-hmm. And in the next segment, I'll tell you how we're going to tie our little side topic in to President's Day. We'll kick it off with Tom. Appreciate everybody's patience, by the way. Tom in Alabama, you're on 94 WIP. Hey, Tom.
Yo, Rob.
What's up, Tom?
How's everybody?
Good, brother.
Hey, I know you're taking a lot of calls, and it's been 2 years, but we had a conversation like 2-3 weeks after they lost 57, and you said to me immediately, Tom, I could tell by your voice, you know, you're not over it. That's why I didn't ask the question if you're over it. I said I wouldn't be over it until probably I took my last breath. Well, I think I'm going to get over it a little bit better now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was, you know what it was? It was like a giant enema. That game. it cleaned exactly. out a lot of systems, Tom.
Exactly. You know, what a total team effort. And, you know, from the coach, owner, the GM, and I was just crediting Barkley. You know, too, really, if you take a look at the fact where he pulls up in that Giants game, the first one, then he pulls up from that long run and shows class. I forget what game it was.
Yeah.
Hey, he could have broke that record, you know, with Eric Dickerson. If they really wanted to, they sat him down. He could have really done it, but he didn't. He took a back seat to the team, and that was the ultimate goal, to get to the Super Bowl. And the only way you win a Super Bowl is to get to it. But this fashion, which they did, I mean, I've never seen anything in 58 years. And, you know, I respect what you said about Baum, but that's why my answer is Fangio, because there's no telling in professional sports, in the four of them, how many players get away when you don't have the right coordinator, coach, assistant, / whatever, to recognize the right personnel in the right position, just the same as scheme or any kind of game plan, so to speak.
That's fair. Look, here's what they needed more than anything else with the way last year went with Sean Desai and Patricia. It was a disaster, right? But what we also had heard was guys are failing. They're not making weight, right? It's like discipline stuff. Guys have to come in because they're gassed. Fangio came in and, you know, as the adult in the room, which they needed badly, and just said, this is the way we're doing it. We're going to go harder from the jump.
Right.
You guys are going to be able to play every single play. And Jalen Carter turned into just a monster because he played every down. I mean, he just completely changed that side of the ball. Totally.
Yeah. The whole attitude. You know, yeah. The whole attitude at practice. It was.
With Sirianni going on, you know, about the fact he didn't throw it in everybody's face, and he even said it was good. But I lost 2 years ago was good. You know, the Eagles, once he got there, you know, remember how they were getting injured all the time and everybody was questioning the Eagles' personnel staff as far as the doctors and all? That, you know, the Eagles have been basically injury, not free, but pretty much, but they've been healthy the whole time since he took over. That's another thing.
No, Tom, listen, I agreed, man, and appreciate it. They Al, they 2 years, you go 2 years back, even though they lost the game, every starter from week one was starting. You go to this past week, other than N'Kobe Dean, you know, they had a couple guys here and there, but not many. All things considered, with the way it goes with the NFL, where it's a war of attrition, they've been crazy healthy. These, and some of that's good fortune, but some of that is the way you go about your business, too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what it is. But you can practice hard.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. I mean, didn't they wear like their T-shirts, that box drill that they had, that killer drill?
Yeah.
That's the tone you set from the beginning.
Agreed.
And paid off at the end.
Yeah. And look, I said it before, I'll say it again. The motivation of avenging a loss in a game you felt like you should have won 2 years ago is so much greater than going for a three-peat. It just is. The three-peat's nice. This was like air for these guys needing to win this game. That's the difference. Anthony's in Bala Cynwyd. Anthony, you're on with Al and Rob. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Anthony?
Hope you guys are well.
You too, man.
Hey, Rob. This is Anthony, man. I called you immediately after the Super Bowl when you guys were on air, man. I was so excited.
I remember.
It was a great time, man. I really appreciate this Super Bowl even more than the first one, because this one seemed like it was really homegrown. It was our guys, man. That first Super Bowl had a lot of guys that were brought in on a one-year contract, and we brought in a lot of vets to try to get over that hump. And so we did. We got over it. We utilized a lot of guys, a lot of young guys in this one, man. And, like, these guys were just, you know, brought up in Philly, man, and with the Eagles, man.
Well, you know what? I think the difference is, Ant. The first one was a relief for everybody that they finally got one. And this one was flex because it was a beatdown.
Indeed. So, man, now with Jalen, moving forward, do you think he could or would get the respect of being able to win on his own terms, not having to be compared to a Lamar or a Josh or a Burrow?
I think this, and Al, I'm curious where you fall on this, but I think him winning this one, Anthony, puts to bed that stuff. I do. I think people will finally realize it's not just about numbers. It's not, what do you throw for 5,000 yards? Whatever. He does it differently. He's a combo package, and that's good. That's not a bad thing. He can do it with his wheels. He can do it with his arm. Not all quarterbacks are created equally in terms of numbers. All the guy does is win. So I personally, if a Super Bowl win like this against Patrick Mahomes and Steve Spagnuolo doesn't put it to rest, I don't know what will. Al, where are you at on this?
When you're so fresh off of something, you feel one way or the other. I don't think it goes any more than you just win games.
And he does.
It's pretty simple to me. You don't care about one thing or another thing, and just win. You don't lose. I don't like the term game manager because of what it means.
Right. It's a negative connotation, even though it's not a bad thing.
It shouldn't be as negative a connotation.
No.
You got a running back like you had. You look at. What he did basically at times is what Barkley did in the Super Bowl.
Correct. Sacrifice your stats for the team.
You're going to go in. You're
100% now.
I mean, there you go. It's pretty simple.
Yep.
You know, that's pretty cool on the Eagles side, on Barkley's side. But, you know, on the side of the Chiefs with Andy, with those and their whole approach, man, it's amazing that they never adjusted to that and tried to play the Eagles as opposed to playing Barkley. My last point in respect to your question, I think Fangio is the greatest selection on the offseason, man, because he came in with a new attitude and implemented that attitude. And I was down on him in the beginning, man, with the way things were going. But that cat got in there and got to work, man, and turned that thing around and got those guys to buy in, and they bought in, and they got the job done.
Yep.
Peace and blessings, man.
Right, you too.
Good to hear you, Doc.
You too. All right, Ant. You got it, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.